been means of anything but citizenship, spectacular entertainment, docile recreation, habituation to the rhythms of capitalist production and consumption, cultural normalization. The internet, as a radically decentralized medium whose capacity for publication and circulation far surpasses that of its broadcast predecessors, has certainly provided the means by which politically engaged citizens can access and produce politically charged information that would never have seen the light of day under the regimes of the television and the newspaper. This information can be a very important resource for the practice of political judgment.
That right there is the New Pornographers with the song The Body Says No from their album Mass Romantic, which is a Mint Records release from 2000. It's a millennium release. All right. The New Pornographers. So Carl, what's his name? Carl How can I forget his last name? Carl. Anyways, the lead singer there, that guy, apparently from me just happening to stumble across it through some internet searches, from what I came across, he's living in like New York. I think Brooklyn, as a matter of fact. How cool is that? But I didn't know that. You'd think I'd be on it. I do a Canadian music show and, well, I guess I'm not. So here I am. This is the Canadian music show, also known as Sam Squanch's Hideaway, here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I am your host, Anita B. Okay. So, this chair's so squeaky. Okay, let me just get settled. Okay, here we are. Okay, so I gotta tell you, I was in a pretty pissy mood just because my day sucked so harsh. I mean, my parents just left today, which was fine and fair. And, you know, they were here for a week and, you know, it was pretty strained as it usually is, but whatever. And then they left and okay, my sister's in town and I adore her and she's helping out. I happen to have two little kids, one baby and one just 3-year-old as of like what, yesterday? She just turned 3. So anyways, I happened to be out with my sister at Oak Ridge Mall. Maybe you saw me and my toddler. I guess when you turn 3, you're no longer a toddler, I think. I think she's now considered a preschooler. Oh, God. Anyways, throws this tantrum, this fit that is just, like, so heinous and so awful and so, like, why am I a mother kind of fit? Like, why am I going through this? Like, why have I chosen this path in life kind of deal? And it was so awful. It was so horrible. So then we go in the car with the baby next to her, of course. And she's in such a snit, I could barely get her in her car seat, that she takes her foot. Now, check this out. And with her sandal on it, and it's a nice sturdy sandal, if you will, and just starts stomping Dexter, the almost five-month-old, in the face. And I'm freaking out, screaming. The car is, like, rocking. People are looking. And it looks like I'm beating my child, which I felt like doing, I gotta be honest with you. But what a nightmare. So my whole day has been off. Just, like, ugh. But I got to tell you, the reason I'm telling the story is because now I get to CITR and it's all good. Really. I listened to the new pornographers and now I feel fine. Now I'm kind of like, okay, I'm in my sink. I'm in my hour and a half zone of no kids, no craziness, just music and enjoyment. So I hope you enjoy this hour and a half with me. I am here until 8. All right. So speaking of the new pornographers, I'm going to play something else from the new pornographers because I just can and I will. It's my show. But anyways, yeah, the first album we heard was something from Mass Romantic. We're gonna move forward, fast forward to 2003, and yeah, the new pornographers are just doing it for me today. There we go. So we're gonna listen to let's see, I always play from Blown Speakers, but I think I'll play the electric version today. I think so. Let's listen to the first track off this album. Yeah, electric version. Okay, so we'll do that. There you go. This is the new pornographers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sound of tires, the sound of God. Try. live every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Generation destroyed, devoid of conviction, conflicted, annoyed, kicked at and worn down 666 beat, looking for the next quick fix. Unpopular prophets with problems, up against angels in disguise who want to rob them. They didn't want to end up crushed by God's embrace in the age of the cold wind blowing and dogs in space. His faces are fading, they're the loneliest drunk. Empty rooms haunted by felonious monk. Felonious punks and plate glass squares that see empty eyes that look straight past theirs. Street walking cheaters with a gun in each hand who are lost at sea and are desperate to reach land. Orpheus descending, swimming in the crooked waters. Hello, Sid Vicious. Goodbye, Brooklyn Dodgers. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, 57. '57 Chevy Bel Air interior, Velvet specially, Bloody Prolly, Stereo, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Black Flame Trilogy, quadruple outer bass, battle sites, Little Rock, satellites in outer space, words won't help, but a few bucks can, crew cuts and black leather, Ku Klux Klan, men wear hats, in fact harems are shared, opiates addicted to and parents scared, the underground is real, deliver greens to river queens, perpetual motion of free thinkers and libertines, suffer alone all night with pains, hooked on drums in a fight with chains. It's Faulkner and Baldwin and salt and curse reality. Spy versus spy and the cult of personality. What can the numbers and the words in my head mean? Kilroy was here and so was Buster Crabbe and Ed Gein. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. 57 1957. The pen keeps moving in attempt to sink the jingos. Fight them with hula hoops, frisbees and pink flamingos. Up running all night, late sleep ordered. Have gun, will travel, great leap forward. Man on a corner with dark glasses, free and preaching. Appetite is monstrous, diet is Dionysian. All over the world, so much peril in one show. Playwright Arthur Miller marries Marilyn Monroe. Hard rain falling, baby sleeping in God's palms. Alarm clocks ringing, warrior monks and bomb squads. Invasion of the body snatchers, clairvoyants and mediums. Believers in nothing, speed freaks and bohemians. Red is the new black, identity files. Rebels and grand dragons, obscenity trials. Lolita and Bobby Fischer, country no part is red. Just black and white, Humphrey Bogart is dead. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh,
from Halifax, that's Buck 65 with the song 1957 from his album Situation that was released, oh, maybe a year ago or so. Sounds about right. And then before that, we heard another song, the intro song to the album, which is, well, called Intro from Buck 65. And then Plumtree before that with Racing Gloves from their album Predicts the Future. And, you know, Plumtree should have been a huge band. They did well, don't get me wrong. I think they had a pretty successful career running throughout the 90s. You know, four girls from Halifax. But they were just so damn talented, especially how young, like, considering how young they were. Where's my album? Yeah, they were young. Let's see, that album was released back in 97. So I'm guessing they were probably, God, 20? Maybe? Something like that. And that was maybe their third or second release, at least. Maybe fourth. something like that. But anyways, all right. And then that was that. Oh, yeah, the New Pornographers as well, with a song, The Electric Version, from their album Electric Version, released on Mint Records back in 03. Okay, it is 6:52 on a Wednesday night. You are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is my show here at CITR 101.9 FM on the campus of UBC. And this is all Canadian music. That's what I do here every Wednesday from 6:30 till 8, except, mind you, for the first Wednesday of each month, at which point Miko Hoffman and her show, and sometimes Y, graces the airwaves. Okay, we've got the Gruesomes coming up now. Yay! Okay, this is exciting. Okay, so the Gruesomes, very, very fashion forward for the 80s. And I dare I say for today as well. Or shall I say fashion forward or fashion backward? Anyways, they're like a mop top kind of band, vaguely modish, mostly punk rock-ish, very Ramones-esque in appearance. Okay, so four guys from Montreal, whose heyday was the 80s, they have a new album. It's called Tyrants of Teen Trash, and it is a re-release of, I'm sure it's a re-release. Let me just double check that. I mean, just like, I don't think any of these songs are new, but okay. And there are some covers on it. Anyways, I will read to you a little bit from the liner notes, just so that I don't say anything that's incorrect. Okay, let's see. What does it say about them? Well, let me just read. Okay, here we go. I'll read paragraph number 2. These are authentic audio recordings of the savage sounds emitted by four surly adolescent brutes dwelling in uncouth suburban grottos called garages, scattered across what is now known as the island of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. The freakish foursome defied universal laws of time, technique, and basic propriety to lead a digression from, if not a wholesale mutiny against, the forward march of evolution. The Gruesomes, they called themselves, as far as the brutish pro-linguistic grunts could be understood. That was a mouthful. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Let's see if I can tell you anything else about them. Just that basically, it looks like their first album was released in 85. There's lots and lots of words here, and very kind of those words that are very, they like to impress you. Okay, how about I read the last paragraph? How exactly the vulgar and unrefined mannerisms of those extinct garage bands, the sulfurous fuzz guitars and mortifying approximations of verse and vocal expression came to be transferred to these four misplaced mutants is an enigma that shall confound the finest minds for ages to come. What is beyond argument is that in the wake of their rapid outward expansion across the map followed an odious horde of apostles and epigones? Epigones? The garage rock scene, for better or more likely for worse, had been reanimated and aroused into a sweaty, greasy, howling frenzy, and the catalyst was the Gruesomes. See, I like that last little bit of information. That was basic. And over 2 decades later, the impact of this uncanny anomaly on civilized culture and the moral health of our species, vulnerable juveniles continue to resound. Oh, Lord. That was more like a test in reading. If you can read that, you get at least a B. Okay. Sorry for boring with that. So the Gruesomes, after all of that, I'm going to play us some. I'm going to play us the song Dementia 13. Let's just go right there right now to the Gruesomes. And you are listening to all of this loveliness on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good time. do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Around the corner is a super spy, sweet and saucy like
train every year. But it's the second time they map the constellations. So we'll search for you by night in the depth of gravel pit. Until the town finds Christ, injustice is my middle name. You don't need to change the future. Us. You don't need to change your futures. With us, you don't need to change.
Oh, give us your vote.
All right, that was Tokyo Police Club, and I think they're out of Burlington. Let me just see what I can read here. If it's not Burlington, it's a suburb of Toronto someplace, and it's like, I should know this. I've read it many times. Where are they from? Okay, anyways, the name of their, Newmarket, of course, Newmarket. I don't know why I said Burlington. But anyways, that's Tokyo Police Club. Their new album is called Elephant Shell. And they are four guys out of Newmarket, Ontario. All right. So, and they were only formed back in 05. That's it. That's it. Not bad, huh? They're doing really well. Okay. Your English is Good is the song we heard from them. Before that, we heard The Flashing Lights with their song, Where Did the Days Go? It's such a good song from their album, Where the Change Is. And I think that song was, that album was released back in about 2000. I've seen those guys play Toronto. I actually happened to share a stage with them. Not personally with them on stage, but I was in a band that played a show with those guys in Toronto, and it was like awesome. And I've always been a huge fan of the Super Friends, of course, out of Halifax. And so of course Matt Murphy was always like, I was always like, oh, he's so cool. And I'll never forget at the end of the show, he comes up to me and I'm like, oh wow, here's Matt Murphy in front of me. Like, and he has my tuner and he's like, is this yours? And I'm like, yes, it is. that was my big interaction with Matt Murphy. Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy. So there you go. Not that exciting of a story, but you know, anyways. Okay. And then we heard Mao in there with, their song, Man What's Got a Gun, from their album released back in 96 on Mint, The Unforgiving Sounds of Mao. Okay, it is, I don't know, like 7:11 or so. And you're listening here to this show, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. And CITR is the station. Okay, now, this is sad and tragic, and I don't know why I'm sharing it with you. I'm not trying to be bring down the evening here, but I haven't really seen much about it on the news, but I just came across it here. So passenger jet crashes in Madrid, 153 people killed. That is brutal. I'll give you the little headlines here. This is, I found it on simpatico.msn.ctv.ca, whatever, you know, one of those little news sites. And only 19 people survived a horrific plane crash in Madrid today when their jet smashed into the ground during takeoff and burst into flames. Can you imagine the horror? And that's the basic premise there. And basically, the airline was called Spanair, and it was headed to Las Palmas, which is in the Canary Islands. And it left from Madrid. Brutal, huh? I can't even imagine. There you go. So hopefully you don't know anyone on that flight. Thankfully, I don't. Then it says, let's see, basically it does say here that at least one child is among the survivors. Yeesh. The child has been taken to a children's hospital, but the prognosis is unknown. What else can I tell you about this? So there you go. Oh, God. Can you imagine? My sister's a pilot, too, actually. So she flies for a commercial airline in Saskatchewan. Yes. There you go. So flying seems to be very close to my family. Myself, personally, no, I'm not a pilot. And flying can sometimes make me a little nervous. But, yeah, there you go. Does anyone remember way back when? I'm sure it was 1987, because I remember U2 having that album out. I think Joshua Tree. Anyway, so I'm sure it was the summer of 87, and I was living in Windsor at the time, you know, with my folks. And across the river in Detroit was a brutal plane crash. It was a big jet that had crashed coming down upon approach to Detroit Metro Airport, and it had crashed into the... this is awful. Into the overpass, right? You know how like some airports actually have like the runway as a overpass. Well, not as an overpass, but like a bridge over top of a big freeway. And that was the case in this situation. And the plane came and hit the runway / bridge over a highway. And so it ended up like killing people in their cars on this very busy Detroit metropolitan freeway. And it killed every single person on the plane as well, except for one girl, one little girl. And she was, God, what was, I can almost remember her name too. She was about two. I think she was about two, one and a half, maybe three. She was definitely young, pretty young. And of course, she was with her mom, her dad, her brother, obviously killed immediately. Jessica Sheehan. Anyways. Oh, God. So that was huge news. And it was like there was a little bit of hope, though, out of the rubble. One little girl lived. And I sometimes think about that, and I wonder what her life has turned into. Something Sheehan. I know that for a fact. Yeah, that's how big a story was at the time. Okay, so enough about plane crashes. Oh, I should have the Tristan Psionic album here with me, because the cover of it back, their album, what's it called? It was released back in 96. It had a huge plane that had part of the side ripped off of it, and people were like trying to survive, and it was pretty gruesome actually, as their cover. All right, so let's move on. Let's not talk about plane crashes, and let's talk about Cub. Now that'll bring you up, I think. Cub. I'm going to play us something from their Mint Records release from, I think this is another 1996 album. Yes, it is. And it's called Box of Hair. And, what am I going to play as? The song is Magic 8-Ball. That's what it is. And, yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And, maybe when I come back and chat with you all, I will come back with a weather report. Let's talk about the weather next, because what's up? Anyways, there you go. This is Cub on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. Live here anymore. I look for romance. All right, that right there was a full sketch from the 2000 Vancouver Special, The Good Jacka Presents album compilation, which features 24 of Vancouver's finest bands at the time. God, I've been playing a lot of Mint stuff tonight, and not on purpose. I don't work for them. I'm not trying to promote them. I'm just it's interesting how it happens that way. Anyways, yeah, that was Full Sketch with their song First Sketch. And Full Sketch, the deal with them is Katie Sketch went on to be in the Organ, to form the Organ. And apparently, well, I know the Organ are no longer together, but from what I've read and heard, she's like a model in Europe or something to that effect. I think she is. So good for her. She's a really nice girl. And yeah, so that's the story. Not very convincing sounding for me, is it? So from what I've heard, I think, possibly. So look it up yourself. Look her up. Anyways, before Full Sketch, we heard Vancouver with the song Obvious from their new Mint album, Canadian Tuxedo. Another girl band out of Vancouver. That would be four of them. And then Cub before that. Three girls from Vancouver with the song Magic 8 Ball from their 96 Mint release Box of Hair. Okay. Oh, I promised some weather, didn't I? Here we go. Okay, so today is Wednesday, correct? Yes, it is. Okay, so tomorrow is going to be Thursday. And tomorrow the high is going to be 18 degrees Celsius with cloudy periods and a 20% chance of rain. Yeah, not great, but you know, I suppose it could be worse, I suppose. It's currently 15 degrees. Let me hit refresh here and let's see if it's still 15 degrees, how much this is refreshed. Yes, it is. According to, what is this? Theweathernetwork.com. And then Friday, we have a high of 18 degrees Celsius with variable cloudiness and 30% chance of precipitation. And then, wow, it's really not going to be so nice here. The best day of them all, the next few upcoming days, will be Saturday with a high of, well, 21. 21 and sunny, though, with a 0% chance of rain. That's good. And then, you know, Sunday's like 19 and kind of both. A few showers and a little bit of sun. So I suggest on Saturday you do something outdoors. And if you're into sunbathing, that would be a good day. I don't know. There you go. Okay, it is almost 7:30 and you are listening to my show here, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the deal with this show is that it is all Canadian music for an hour and a half. And that means I'm here until 8 o'clock, at which point Val comes in. That would be Val Cormier with her show Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 till 10, and her show is just aptly named Folk Oasis. You can figure it out. And then let's see, 10 o'clock comes Julia. And I do see lately there's another name on my list of programming list here with Caroline. So according to this, it's no longer just Julia. It's Julia and Caroline doing Juice Box from 10 till 11. If you're curious what it is a show that is all about sex. So, 10 to 11. Make sure you tune yourself in there to that one. Okay. What else do I need to tell you? Got some more music. Oh, yeah. I know what we got right here. Station A. That's what we're going to listen to. You know what's funny? I always play the same song off this album because it's so good. It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant, and I love dining out. So, and, you know, you go to your, like, a place that you just adore, and the dish that you always order is just so damn good that you just have to get it. And then when you make that, it's always just good to stick with that dish. I'll give you a good example. I love Cam's Place downtown on the West End. Cam's Place, it's a Singaporean restaurant. Go check it out. It's really good. They have the best soup in town. It's called Tom Kha Kai, which is similar to the Thai soup, Tom Kha Gai. Anyways, Tom Kha Kai, the best soup in the whole world. And they also have incredibly good orange chicken, really good, and ginger beef, very good. Lots of good dishes. And one day I ventured into the curry, and let's just leave it at that. And you know, and if it's not a satisfying experience, you think, I could have ordered that one. Urgh. And you kind of ruined it. You know, you're dining out. It's just kind of like, damn, should have got the orange chicken. Okay. Anyways, So learn your lesson. So really, me telling you all this, I should really play the Wasp Factory, sorry, Station A's song, Call It Progress, from their album, The Wasp Factory, because I know it's a good one. I know it. It's like my Tom Kakai at Cam's place. It's just good. But you know what? I think I'm going to be a rebel today. I'm not taking my own advice. And we're going to hear, how about Survival of the Nastiest? That would be song 5. I'm going into uncharted territory here. Okay, let's go. This right here is the really good band, though, so let's not worry ourselves. This is Station A with their song Survival of the Nastiest on their album The Wasp Factory, released back in 2001. There you go. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, what are the odds that I put in two CDs at Skip? This is ridiculous. We'll just see how long this goes without skipping. Song CD number two to replace CD number one in a row. Okay, so this is okay. Again, the odds of two CD skipping in a row on separate CD players, and it's my own fault. They're my own CDs. Or just honestly, I think it's like 0.0047%. So I should play the lottery today. Maybe I'll win something. Note to self. Okay. No, seriously, sorry about that. But I guess now that I'm on, I'll talk to you. That was an attempt at playing some Hayden with something from his album. Oh, The Closer I Get. We attempted to hear The Hazards of Sitting Beneath Palm Trees. And then The Inbreds was attempted before that with their song Amelia Earhart from their album Combinator. Then we heard Station A in there with Survival of the Nastiest from their album The Wasp Factory. Okay, now, I seem to have queued myself up here some Superconductor. Superconductor will save the day. Yes, they will. Okay, so we're going to hear song number five, which is called Thorson's 11. That's right. This album is called Hit Songs for Girls. It's from 93. And we already heard some songs from Carl Newman. Carl Newman earlier. I couldn't figure out his last name because I had a brain seizure. And anyways, so let's make sure I've got the right name of the song. 1, 2, 3. Yes, Thorson's 11. There we go. Let's attempt some Superconductor. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah. doctor, city doctor on the 21st floor. I can see that city doctor can't help me anymore. When the dust settles, I won't be kissing that diamond ring anymore. He'll be looking out the window. I'll be walking out the door. Country doctor, able bodied, easily confused. We need to lie together in the dirt, changing weather. Teach the animals to sing too. I just like to get out. Too much information. Where's my black water? Where's my loving cup? No more rap, no physician. City, my time's up. I can't see what I've been given. For all sides on what I want. Medicine, my path is missing. For the road I'm walking on. We'll be right back.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Belle and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Biscuit. Both shows are at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. Doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Don't cry, don't cry.